Hi, my name is Finley, and this is about my trip to Block Island every year. A heavy, sweltering heat, the low whistle of wind blowing through the screen window, two girls whispering and giggling long into the night. A foghorn blares mournfully in the distance, the comforting sounds of waves crashing on the shore lulling them to sleep, and the blanket of salty, humid air covering it all. Their stress brought on by school and everyday life discarded and forgotten, as they are no longer worried about homework and busy schedules, but about whether or not they can get the sand out of their bikinis before they go swimming the next day. These are the nights that follow the long days spent with family for a week each summer on a small island off the southeast coast of Rhode Island called Block Island. Our family all travel to the small state from different corners of the country and congregate at Point Judith, a tip of land on the southeast corner of Rhode Island. Then we take an hour-long ferry ride down to Block Island. When we get there, all 24 of us have to fit in this one beach house on the east side of the island. Leading off from the yard is a short, sand-paved, poison ivy-lined trail that leads to the beach. The beach is the best part of this whole vacation. After slipping on our suits, lathering on sunscreen, racing down the trail, and suffering over the scorching sand, we finally reach the water. Some go plunging in, and some hold back, enjoying the heat radiating off their faces. After hours of rushing in and out of the water, multiple sandcastle tragedies, and maybe a few shades darker than when we arrived, we begin to head back to the house. Our hair gritty from the sand and our skin salty from the water, our trophies from the day. After showering, changing into clean clothes, and our skin, still hot from the extended exposure to the sun, feeling cleansed, we head downstairs to a packed house. Some of the younger kids have water fights, and the really young ones chase each other around, squealing as they play their imaginary games. The evenings go on forever as the sun slowly sets. The bugs come out and make their presence known, at which point most everybody retreats back inside. Each of these days is different, exciting in its own way. Some days we go clamming, some days we go into town and bike around, or visit our favorite stores and restaurants. Some days we go sailing in the bay. But whatever our days consist of, we make sure we cram in as much as we can. The days seem long because we do so much, but the week goes by faster than it seems possible, and soon enough we are back on that ferry heading back to reality and the rest of the United States.